And welcome back to the
Coffee House Theater Company podcast.
I thought you weren't going to join me, just make me do it, and then you're like, the coffee house. I was like, okay.
I was debating in my mind. I was like, maybe I'll just...
I could tell. You were kind of interesting.
My wheels were turning.
So, what's new with you? Anything since I talked to you 2 days ago?
Well, I only have 14 days left of high school forever.
I always forget. I'm sorry, but I keep forgetting you're in high school.
Yeah, I'm in high school.
Yeah. Well,
that's my boyfriend great. Was not going to come to my graduation originally because he said, I just think it's weird. I'm going to feel so old because I'm out of college. And I was like, I mean, I get it. And I just.
Hey, I'm your friend and I'm old.
But you're not coming to my graduation.
Yeah, I am.
No, you're coming to my party.
Oh, I see what you're saying. That's what I thought you meant.
No. He's coming to my party.
Okay.
But now he's actually coming to my graduation because I've been razzing him about it. Like, I really actually didn't care that much. I was like, yeah, it's whatever. But I've been razzing him and I'm like, oh, you know.
Razzing. Is that like, anything you say?
You don't. I always say that.
No, you don't. Razzing.
Well, apparently I don't ever talk about razzing other people around you.
I see
how it is. But I was like, you just don't love me enough to come to my graduation.
You're so stupid. You just did that probably because you're like, I'm bored. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to annoy him.
Because he's like, I love you. And then I'll be like, not enough to come to my graduation. Because I'm a dramatic brat. That's just my life.
You are dramatic.
But anyway, he texted me today and went, by the way, I'll come to your graduation if you have an extra ticket. I was like, okay.
You'd have tickets?
Yeah.
Because of COVID?
COVID. And our Sousa concert, which is a band concert, big deal. It's in the gym, which kind of sucks.
It's going to sound so bad. Whatevs.
It's fine.
It'd be like that sometimes. Well, you'll
it
thrive.
Be like that sometimes.
That's this Saturday. Look at you. I'm going to be leaving.
This is delicious.
My mom is a huge iced chai latte type of gal.
I've never had an iced chai latte before.
And now your eyes are opened?
At last, I see the light.
At last, she's... I think they're pretty good, but for some reason, I just never get them. I should do it more, honestly.
Should I do some ASMR for them?
Sure. No, that was... Don't you ever do that again. But that was not what I was thinking.
I know it wasn't.
I thought you'd be like...
I know it wasn't. I just thought it'd be funny.
I don't even know what I don't know. Alex used to do that.
That was me taking a sip of my chai latte and swallowing.
You swallowed it really loudly, too. I'm like, hello?
It's delicious.
So, yeah, she got that, and then I got an ice drip brew. Brew drip.
Caramel. With
caramel cream. Flavoring and cream. I got it. We got this from the Lake City Creamery.
Shout out to them. They're very good.
Which we've gotten some stuff from them a few times before, but their ice cream is amazing. And then, like, they came out with coffee, too, now. And, I mean, I think every time I've had their coffee, I really liked it. So.
My eyes have been opened, so.
And here, we actually have coffee today. So, I'm pretty proud of myself.
It's not just our guest with coffee.
Yes.
I felt so bad. We were not recording yet when he told us this, but he was like, because, you know, it was like 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, whatever time it was.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, I don't normally drink coffee this late, but I went and got some coffee specifically for this podcast.
And we weren't even drinking it.
I was like, and I went, well, funny,
I'm sorry.
Funny story.
He, like, it's so weird because both him and in one of our other guests we had was Tori Doctor from season one. They both kind of more reached out to us in a way, or kind of brought up that idea. And I'm just like, why us? You know, you guys are actually like doing stuff, and then there's me and Rachel.
Well, I was just like, you know, I thought about it. We were just kind of talking about it. I was like, that's kind of weird. Like, these are like very accomplished people who have done a lot and they're really amazing. And you hear about this, all the stuff that they've done, and you're like, wow. And it's like,
and you're like, I'm in high school.
I'm in high school. But then it's like, wow, our podcast must have some listeners because they reached out to us and asked to be a guest.
They're able to find us somehow.
So then I'm like, wow.
Wow. And I promise this 100%. This summer, I'm going to be a lot better with updates and just, like, things for the podcast in general, because this, the last semester, I was completely awful, and that's my fault.
And so. I let Erin run most of that, because I don't know what I'm doing, so.
And then I, like, oh my god, I'm stressed out, and then sometimes it just doesn't happen. But, like, during the summer, I have a lot more time, so.
Yeah, we good. So sorry, Erin, but also not sorry, because I think I would just mess it up.
I mean, it's not too hard. You know what you should do? You should, that video you were talking about, where you sang for your last, you know, the cabaret.
Yeah.
You should post that. Why don't you just post it?
Because then I feel like I'm being the center of attention, and I don't want to do that. I don't want...
I've had my song I've posted. People need to hear us sing to know that we're not just trash.
How about this? If you donate money, I will personally send you the video I'm talking about.
Oh my god.
Taking out of consideration the fact that you could just follow me on Instagram and find it.
Look at the link in our bio. You can support us on Anchor,
give us Patreon. Money.
Yeah. Whatever. Okay. We'll update.
The money that is just sitting in our account right now.
Yeah, I didn't really. I don't know where it's coming from, honestly.
Yeah, it doesn't say we have any donators right now, but we have like $70 in our account.
So, who knows?
So, thank you if anybody has donated money, and I'm sorry if we...
It doesn't show, though. It's weird. I don't know. I will let you know.
But, yeah, we just vibe in with like 70 bucks. We're going to wait till we hit 100 and then take it out, and lots of coffee. Lots and lots of coffee. So, if anybody wants to donate like $30 and bump us up to 100, that would be perfect.
I wish I could just go on a coffee tasting thing and just... thrive.
We should do a coffee tasting on our podcast sometime.
Yeah, but we'd have to like go cool places, but like there's not cool places here, but I don't know, we'll think. It's in the making. We're,
yeah, this has been planned. It wasn't just now thought of on the podcast.
Also, I just realized I do have some tea, just like update of my life, even though you guys might not care about this. But I don't know if I even told you this, Rachel, but my back is really messed up. Did you know that?
I mean, I've known it's been messed up, but like...
So like I was still having problems after months of still having pain. And I went to the chiropractor and he's like, yeah, you should probably get x-rays. So I get x-rays and he's like, so technically the x-rays are normal, but it's like 0.5 degrees off from your, there's an angle in my back where my sacrum is, that's your, like, lower back, and it's, like, tilted, like, almost, like, horizontal compared to my spine.
Huh.
So, I'm gonna basically have back problems for the rest of my life,
I guess. Is it, like, scoliosis, or is it something else?
Like, scoliosis is when your spine is, like, curved. So, your spine's like this, and it'll, like, maybe go leaning to the left or the right. While my spine is straight, but when you get to the very bottom, close to where, like, your butt is... It, instead of going, most people's would be like straight up, mine like tilts back.
That sounds painful.
So there's like this constant shearing force, and it's like, so yeah. But anyway,
so wait, is there anything they can do?
I mean, at the moment, not really. I can't ever have a job where I do like physical labor, and I can't really do it right now at the moment because it hurts so bad, like lifting heavy things or leaning over. So that's cool. And then it's like pinching a nerve, basically. But anyways, I might have to get surgery someday. So I just thought I'd let everyone know.
Thanks, but ow.
Yeah, it's fine. You know, you get used to it after a while. But anyways, this is a little update with me. But you know what? There's so many worse things that could be happening to me. So it's all good. I feel like I'm forgetting something, but I'm probably not.
Sorry, I'm sending a text really fast.
Oh, I guess I can say this if you want. You can follow me. My music Instagram, because I might actually start posting again on there too since I'm home, but we'll see about that.
Erin's like, I'm home, my life is
I can actually have a life again.
Also, so. You started to say this earlier till I cut you off, sorry, but you're going to Florida tomorrow.
Oh yeah, yeah. And I'm gonna go to Florida, and I'm gonna just basically lay on the beach a lot, you know. And then after we go to Florida, we're going to go to Nashville, which I'm excited about because obviously music, and I've heard just from everyone. Like, it's a cool experience, even if you're not, like, a big music geek like me, but, like...
Have you never been there?
I've never been to Nashville.
Really?
So, and then someone was telling me about this thing that you can do where... there's this theater. Rhineham? I don't know what it is. But, like, you can go there and pay, like... It's, like, maybe $100 max. And they'll, like... And you can, like, sing any song. And there's a guy, older guy who works there. He used to work, like, professionally with sound and recording music tracks and whatnot. And he'll, like, develop it for you. And you can sing at this theater, you know, like, perform. And then they'll give you a CD after it's over. And it's not that expensive.
Seriously?
Yeah. And so I'm, like, there's a possibility we might check that out. So we'll see. I want to know what I'd sing, but we'll see. So I'm excited about the, if I, any music, interesting music things happen, I don't know, if I see anyone cool, I'll have to share it on the podcast when I get back, but.
My vacations aren't happening until next month. Did I tell you about my vacations next month? Where are you going?
No.
I have senior trip, which is with my friends, and that's like the 15th.
In Kentucky?
Through the 20th in Kentucky.
I knew that.
And then I come home for a week. And then the 29th, I am going to a Justin Bieber concert.
What?
And then...
Do you even like Justin Bieber?
I mean, his music's good. I'm not like a Justin Bieber huge fan, but I like his music. My friends go to a concert every summer. Last year we did Kane Brown, so like this year we're going to go see Justin Bieber.
Oh.
And then I'm going with my boyfriend, Brianna, and Nate on vacation from there.
Where?
Tennessee. We're going to Pigeon Forge.
Why can't she? I'm
so excited.
You're just going to be... A little traveler.
Sing the world. By the world, I mean Kentucky and Tennessee.
Yeah, you're right, you're right. But, so.
So.
I don't think I have anything else.
We did talk for 12 minutes.
Did you want to get into it? Do you know whose turn it is to go first?
No.
I'll go first. That was loud. I'll go first.
Not as loud as me swallowing right by the microphone.
That's a good point. Thanks for doing that. It was very amplified in my ear. Because I'm actually listening to the mic, so.
I'm not.
So, I'm going to be doing.
Tap on the mic.
No.
That would be.
I feel bad for the people. Stop doing that!
Is that ASMR?
Ask Alex, because he used to be into that. Be like, is this ASMR?
Hey, Alex, if you're listening.
He's not listening. I bet.
Stop. Is that ASMR?
I bet $100. I could bet so much more. He's not listening. Okay, so. Grey Gardens, the musical. Grey, oh wait, I don't want this. Just a second. Whoa. Oh, here we go. What? Huh? Okay.
That's an issue.
I've literally looked it up.
Did you not?
Yes, no, I know. Okay.
Did you not?
Okay.
Erin's having some technical difficulties. By technical difficulties, I mean her synopsis is only, like, the one paragraph.
No, I've literally looked it up on Wikipedia before because I've actually, okay. I've technically researched this musical before. I kind of forget what happens. It's because I sang a song. I sang a song from this musical. And it's really pretty, so I'm going to talk about that later. Okay, here we go. So... This biographical play tells about two women with the same women. We literally didn't get one sentence in and got off topic. Two women with the same name, Edith Bouvier Beale. They both have the same name. Sorry.
Are they both named Edith?
Yes.
Bouvier?
Beale. Yeah, they both have the same name. But I think they'll, one's like Little Edith, the other one's
Big Edith.
I think she might be. Or Elder Edith.
Elder Edith.
So, mother and daughter, who are relatives of the U.S.'s First Lady, Jacqueline Kennedy, full of aristocratic gloss.
Wow.
Talented and beautiful, they live in luxury and are confident that they will lead a well-fed and bright life. Elder Edith has an amazing voice, but because of the domineering husband... could not realize her dreams. The younger has tremendous acting talent. She just has to show her. What? What is this wording? Do you hear this?
Yes. Is it confusing to you? I'm trying to comprehend, so just keep reading.
Okay, I'm sorry. And it would seem what there can be so difficult in it. She is young, beautiful, and full of vitality. All the big city and even more may lie at her feet.
Wait, isn't fatality death?
That's fatality. This what? Is vitality.
I thought you said fatality. Vital?
Oh, okay. No.
So I was like, she's full of death. She's full of fatality. And I was like, hold up.
Like, that's not something to be proud of. I don't think that's right. So the family moved to the estate named Grey Gardens. The mother is happy because that's where she can be happy. She can be glad. What the heck? I'm sorry. This is worded really weird. And do her life's work, which is basically just singing. She'll do that at receptions or in her spare time. And since she's there, she has the opportunity to enjoy her own voice and amaze others with it. Her lover, a young, I hate this word, pianist.
Pianist?
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 Is that? I hate it.
Pianist.
Anyways, he's young.
Dang it, hold on.
He plays the piano.
Hold on. Pianist.
Pianist.
Pianist. Pianist.
Sheesh, I don't like it.
Okay. Pianist.
Anyways, he helps her in this dream to come true.
But yes, pianist. We love you.
Stop saying it. But little Edith is unhappy about it.
Oh, no.
Because she has come far away from New York City now and her future career as an actress. Her father forbidding her to think of this career. Okay.
What?
This is worded so terribly.
That's... I understand what's happening. Okay.
He wants to extort all sorts of nonsense from her head, inspired by the thoughtless behavior of her mother, which forces her to settle down and to find a husband. She kind of gives up her dreams and finds a husband. But time passes, and the crisis forced to cut expenses, on which the older Edith only shrugs from her husband as an annoying fly, continuing to lead an idle way of life in the garden with her lover while her husband is at work. This cannot lead to... So at first they have a bunch of conflict, and then eventually they're divorced. Mrs. Beale's frivolous attitude to life forces Mr. Beale to take his daughter from Mrs. Beale to New York to raise her at his own and to drive off a young head irrelevant thoughts of bohemian future, which is unworthy of a girl of her position and education.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But younger Edith sees this as only an opportunity to escape from Grey Gardens towards New York and glory. She participates in fashion shows, cabaret acts, and one day receives an invitation to audition for Broadway by a director, and at the same time receives the attention of the powerful man who will become her lover. He is married, rich, and makes Edith luxurious gifts. So, naive, she falls in love with the man, but as we are shown further, for nothing.
Aww.
Yeah. Fun. Elder Edith, vegetating in Grey Gardens.
Me too.
Alone and looking for ways to return, or have her daughter, I guess, return to Grey Gardens, once learns about her relationship with an adult man. Thus, the father learns of the affair of their daughter with a married man and takes her back to her mother and doesn't let it continue, basically. Sorry, I am having to reword every single thing that this says because it's so terribly written. Little Eddie stubbornly finds a way to come back to New York.
Little Eddie? And,
yeah.
Little Eddie?
Like little Edith. They call her Eddie sometimes, like little Eddie.
Oh, I was like, who's Eddie?
Yeah, I know. It just kind of threw that in there and didn't explain that.
New character alert. Yeah. Little Eddie. Little Edith's twin.
And it comes to visit her lover one day before the show on Broadway, which abandons a credulous girl in the same meeting. She was not able to cope with the emotions and loss, and because of the stress, she begins to lose hair. Oh, okay. Edith, this is older Edith, remains in Grey Gardens, having lost confidence and faith in herself. Infantile, older Edith does not give a chance to younger Edith to return to our normal life, trying to persuade her to stay with her forever in the gardens. So thus, 40 years have passed, The women did not have enough funds to keep this date, and because of this, the entire place has been turned into only miserable memories of luxury and wealth. Grey Gardens, thoroughly imbued with the spirit of despair, loneliness, unfulfilled hopes, and cat urine. I don't know. So nothing in this place says that here live aristocrats preserved only pride, not asking for help, forgotten by all. Why is it worded like that?
Is that it?
Yeah, so then they just end
That's
up.
Like a really depressing ending.
Yeah, I guess.
Didn't really like that.
I think it's so much more... I feel like it was just written terribly, but it's still, that I think, a very depressing ending. But it's interesting because this is based on real-life events. Because Bouvier, that was Jacqueline Kennedy's original last name, you mm-hmm. know, maiden name. But there is... I just have to put this out here. There is a song, if you're a singer... in this musical that I love, it's called Will You? Question mark. And it's literally one of the prettiest songs. I just, like, it's so underrated. I can't believe more people... I'm glad, you know, more people don't know about it, so then I can, like, keep it to myself. But
when
it's beautiful.
When I just revealed it to the whole world.
So. And, yeah, the whole world is listening to this.
Okay. All you people in California.
I do want to apologize. I should have looked for a better synopsis. But I still think it's a pretty interesting story. But...
it wasn't my favorite that you've done, but...
I think a lot of it was how it was written, though. I promise.
Okay.
Okay, what do you even have?
I'm going to do The Boy from Oz.
Oh, duh, I knew that.
You did know that. Which Hugh Jackman was in, and it's bigger, but also not... I don't know. I don't know much... I didn't know
heard
much
of it.
I'd heard of it. I didn't know much about it. So, that's what I'm doing. It is a jukebox musical based on the life of singer and songwriter Peter Allen. And actually... Peter Allen wasn't he really flamboyant, or am I thinking of somebody else?
Peter Allen.
You don't even know. Let's look this up.
I know the name. Who? What did he do?
He was a singer.
He was just a singer?
Okay, let's look this up fast. Yeah, I'm pretty sure he was super flamboyant. And, because I think the reason I'm saying this is because... if this is the same guy I'm thinking of, when I went to Hugh Jackman's concert, he did a tribute to this guy, I think, which I actually didn't realize.
Oh, this is why I know him. I think he either had a strong relationship or he was married to Liza Minnelli. And
maybe not.
She, like,
no, he's gay.
Yeah, no, I know.
Oh, so he was married
to her? She loved him, and then he eventually, you know, he's like, I'm gay. And it, like, it was just very, like, hard for her
okay,
to get
so
over.
I think this is the one I'm
yes,
talking about.
Is.
At Hugh Jackman's concert, at the beginning of the second act, he did this outrageously amazing number, and it was a tribute to him. And, like, the costume, and there were, like, giant pineapples floating all over the place. I don't even know how to explain it. Like, it was so good. And he was dressed like Peter Allen, and the mm-hmm. tribute to it was so, like, it was my favorite part of the whole,
the whole show.
Yeah. It was so cool. Well, there's also the Les Mis part, but that's a different...
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, awesome. Which, actually, this makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
I didn't realize that he played Peter Allen, like, in the musical, which makes sense why he
yeah.
did, like, a tribute to him.
Mm-hmm.
That, okay, wow. Okay, anyway, so this one's called The Boy from Oz, so let's start. The musical begins with Australian performer Peter Allen recalling his life story, coming to terms with who he was. Afterwards, we go back to Allen's childhood in Tenerfield, Australia, where a young boy named Peter Woolnough is performing in local bars for money. Peter grows up and joins with Chris Bell to become the Allen Brothers, and they perform in Australian Bandstand. After great success in Australia, the Allen Brothers perform in a Hong Kong Hilton hotel to Chinese businessmen. One evening, another person is watching them from the bar, the legendary Judy Garland. Peter convinces Judy to perform with them, and Judy takes Peter to be the opening act in her concert in New York. Ah, well, if you can't tell, I didn't actually read this ahead of time in much detail, because you're right, it talks about Liza. While in New York, Peter is introduced to Judy's daughter, Liza, and they fall in love. There are rumors of Peter's homosexuality, but Judy warns Liza, and Judy warns Liza of this. Liza gives no attention to her warning and marries Peter anyway. Peter makes some mistakes, and at one of his all-night parties, Lisa walks in on him. further fueling her suspicions that he is gay.
Liza or Lisa?
Did I say Lisa?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I meant Liza.
I was like, who is Lisa? New character alert.
That is little Eddie. I'm sorry. I meant Liza. Liza is working hard to get her career going. In contrast to Peter's excessive lifestyle, Judy dies and Peter honors her. Liza's world becomes crashing down as a result of her mother's death. Liza confronts Peter on his alleged homosexuality and their marriage ends. Peter returns to Australia but realizes that he is not who people thought he was. Not the boy next door, which I've heard of that song before. Like, that's the final song of Act 1.
Oh, okay.
Not the boy next door. I'd heard of that before. Okay, so Act 2. Back in the U.S., Peter has gone solo and comes to terms with his bisexuality in a song he sings called Bicoastal.
So he is bisexual?
I think at that point he was saying he's
bisexual.
Yeah, okay. Because he was married to a girl.
Okay.
He meets the hardworking fashion model, Gregory Connell. Greg does not want to be a part of Peter's life and show business, but he falls in love with Peter. They soon get discovered by music producer D. Anthony, and he gets them a gig at the Copacabana in New York. Peter's career takes off, and he wins an Oscar for Arthur's Theme, in addition to recording songs that were covered by artists Olivia Newton-John and Frank Sinatra. Peter gives his best performance in the Radio City Music Hall with the Rockettes, and is surprised to know his mother is also in love. Greg becomes stricken with AIDS, and even though Peter tries to help him carry on, he succumbs to his illness. Peter also becomes sick with AIDS, but Greg's spirit urges him to carry on. Liza offers her support to Peter, and they both realize they had successful lives and careers without each other. Peter returns to Australia for a triumphant performance and tries to tell his mother about his illness, but he can't find a way to tell her. Peter, in the end, succumbs to his disease, and he reflects on his life, realizing he has no regrets as he passes away. But not before going out in style with a farewell performance, I Go to Rio, joined by the entire cast as well. And I think I Go to Rio is the song that Hugh Jackman performed at the concert that I went to go see.
Aww.
And that's the end.
Interesting.
That'd be a good musical.
Yeah.
I'd like to see that.
Me too. Dang, I knew him. Liza Minnelli. I'm just gonna say that. That'd be so hard. This kind of reminds me of Freddie Mercury, because he kind of went through like a very similar thing. I mean, obviously he was very famous, and he originally was married to a woman, and then decided that he preferred male partners.
Maybe Peter was bisexual, but I was pretty sure he was just gay.
I was thinking that too, but maybe he thought he was bisexual for a while, and then he decided, no, I'm just gay. I don't know.
That's so sad that both him and his partner died of AIDS. Like,
yeah.
Sad.
So, and that, yeah, and that's what happened to Freddie Mercury too.
They're like the same person.
He had one last big concert.
So
which he was afraid if he'd be able to perform because of his, like, how he
so
was
did
feeling.
Peter Allen.
It's crazy. I liked that one, though. I didn't listen to these songs, though, because I'm like, okay, I like that, but musical albums are so difficult to listen to. You have to have a lot of patience.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
And if you get hooked, then you get hooked.
And then you go down a rabbit hole.
Yep.
And then sometimes it's hard to understand what's happening because you don't know the whole story behind it either.
Yeah.
I always prefer to watch a musical before I listen to the soundtrack, but... And some people are the opposite. Some people really like to listen to the soundtrack before they see the musical, but, like, I don't, because then I just get confused.
I think I like to listen first.
Because I sometimes will get, like, pre-something notions. What word am I thinking of?
Premonitions?
No. No.
I don't know.
Preconceived ideas of, like, what's happening.
Premonitions. Yes.
And
yes.
It's not, and they're not accurate. And then I get confused in the show because I think it's going to go a certain way and it doesn't.
That makes sense. I think I like it because then I can, once I am watching it and I'm like, oh, I recognize this song, it's a lot easier for me to make connections, I guess, and then, like, figure out what's happening. But I guess it I get what you're saying, though.
Well, I'm not like, you know, that.
Okay, this is really embarrassing. This is...
Okay.
Okay. The first... When I first heard You'll Be Back from Hamilton, at, like, I mean, this was, like, before I even knew what... Everything that was happening in that. I thought You'll Be Back was an actual love song. Like, him actually singing to someone, even though it doesn't make any sense.
I mean, in a way, it is.
I mean, it is, but he's literally like, I will kill your friends and family to remind you of my love.
And you were probably like, what?
I was like, damn, that, or sorry. I was like, dang, that was very intense, but I guess you really love this person.
It was America.
But I really Spoiler. Was convinced that it was, you know, an actual person, not just America, so.
Spoiler, it was America.
Spoiler alert, it was America.
But. Literally, me in class the other day, we're in American Presidency, and we're watching a video, we're learning about Kennedy right now, and we're watching a movie called Killing Kennedy, and it's really yeah. good. Do you know what movie I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the guys was out of school one day, and... They came back, and Mr. Gast, who's our teacher, was like, hey, do you guys want to keep watching this movie? And the boy goes, well, has Kennedy died yet? And I turned around and went, well, spoiler alert. And I didn't really think it was that funny, but then everybody laughed, and I was like, okay, I guess that was kind of funny. Spoiler alert.
Oh, you just cracking the jokes.
I was just cracking the jokes, but like, spoiler alert, Kennedy yeah. died at the end of this movie.
Everyone's like, really? Gosh.
Spoiler.
I'm a huge nerd, so I watch documentaries about things like that.
I already. Think it's really good.
I don't know if I've actually watched it, though. But, like, I need to.
I defeated Kennedy in the presidential madness bracket.
With who?
Nixon.
Okay, I see.
And then I lost to LBJ.
Really?
Molly has LBJ. And he's very smart and very good.
He is? Sorry, couldn't be mean. I just didn't know that.
No, he's freaking smart.
I guess, I mean,
I'm pretty sure he got a perfect on the math part of the ACT. Like,
he's smart. Well, I didn't know that.
And then he beat out Teddy Roosevelt, too, with LBJ. Like, he's just a really good debater.
Huh. Well, Nixon was actually a very good president.
He was, but...
You know.
Yeah.
Watergate.
Yeah.
But anyways.
I don't know. I'm vibing with Nixon right now. Not Nixon. Jefferson. I'm arguing for Jefferson. I'm in the top 8 so far.
Thomas Jefferson.
Thomas Jefferson. Did
have they brought up the whole, like, all of his issues? You know, his little...
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I'm still in the final 8.
He's not... Yeah, he's... I can just think of things he's done that people are going to bring up, but...
I've already debated with him, like, 3 times and won all 3 debates, so...
Damn, look at you.
I know, Jefferson, let me tell you. I was really hoping Nixon was going to be my one that made it far, but nope. Jefferson's the one
I would have thought Nixon would have gotten farther.
I beat Molly, though, with Jefferson against George Bush because he forgot he had a debate that day, and so he just kind of pulled his knowledge out of his hind end, which my class is not very good at debating. Honestly, I didn't even explain this. They're probably so confused what I'm even talking about. In this class, each person picks 2 presidents, and we call it the presidential madness bracket, and people will debate for which president is the best, and at the end, like, you get, then you vote at the end of the debate, and that president moves on. So that's what we're talking about. Anyway.
Who do you think's going to win?
Probably LBJ.
Because of him? Because of Molly? What if he wasn't in the mix? Then who?
Bill Clinton.
Really?
Logan Layfield has Bill Clinton, and he's really good with him. It's really funny. Bill Clinton did nothing, and somehow he's still managing to...
And had an affair that was
yeah.
widely publicized.
I did not have an affair with that woman.
In fact, he did have an affair with that woman. Have you ever seen those, like, TikToks? I'm yeah. sorry.
But it's funny because Molly and Logan are both very big Republicans, as far as I know.
Mm-hmm.
And LBJ and Bill Clinton are, like, the complete opposite of Republicans. So they're arguing for these presidents that are the complete opposite of, like, everything they believe in. And it makes me laugh.
Interesting. I don't know.
It's good, though.
It sounds like a fun class. I mean, I don't know. I would like to, like, write papers about them, but I don't think I'd actually want to, like, speak out loud about it because I don't know.
But anyway, our class is not very good at debating, but me preparing and Molly not preparing ended up being one of the best debates our class has had, which just shows how I would have been clapped if...
He actually was prepared.
Yeah. He clapped me with Nixon. But he said he spent 3 hours preparing for it. I spent like 25 minutes.
Oh my God.
I was like...
Oh gosh. Okay then.
I'm like, wow. And he's like, I'm either going to do it right or not do it at all. And I'm like, I mean,
that's good attitude, but holy dang. But like,
I spent 20 minutes. You did 3 hours. Considering the last time I debated you, you didn't come prepared at all. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Gosh.
It was fun. So, we're vibing.
So, how is your coffee then? You still like it?
Delicious.
Yeah, it's Mateo hair on your cup. You know, I think it gets everywhere.
I love my god dog, but he gets everywhere.
Yep.
I have 3 dogs in my life.
Oh my gosh. Tootsie, Milo,
and Mateo.
Mateo. Oh my gosh.
I still sometimes just think about how the four of us who went to Michigan. Oh, stop have dogs doing
that.
M-A.
Why do you always have to bring that up? Like every time I see, you know, like we went to Michigan. all four of us have dogs on our names.
But it's funny because none of it us like. Is. I mean, you had Mateo, but like.
Yeah. Well, and Lauren had Mila. But
it's also funny that it's Milo, Milo, Mila.
Milo, 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 Mateo.
And then Mateo.
It's really difficult.
They're all like the exact same name until you get Mateo.
But it still freaking starts with
Milo,
an M.
Milo,
Milo,
Mila.
Yeah.
Mateo.
So, yep. My coffee is good too. Would recommend. I don't think we have anything else.
I think that's all. Erin, you have a wonderful time in Florida. Tomorrow.
I will.
Wednesday the 5th.
Wednesday, May 5th. So I'm gonna be gone for a hot minute. So that's why we're kind of recording real far ahead of time. But I mean, kind of.
Look at us not recording the night before we release a podcast.
Wow. So, anyways, I don't think I have anything else.
I don't either. It's wonderful seeing you all.
Seeing you all, even though we can't see you. But
it was
wonderful
knowing you're all listening to us. Jabber on for
Jabber.
37 minutes and 7 seconds. 8 seconds. 9 seconds.
Okay, so so that's it. This is our 14th episode, though.
Is next week the season finale?
Yes. So.
Oh my gosh! What?
Be prepared.
Season finale next
so,
week!
So, we'll see you next.
For the season finale.
Week for the season finale.
All right, goodbye.
Bye.